there, boys and girls.
Hello!
Here's another...
Sound collage brought to you by...
Satire.
And God was pleased.
I just hope a wasp does sting him.
This gets messy.
It runs on plutonium.
There is a place that's mine alone, where I'll go still when I am grown. It
gives you a feeling that you have power over your own life.
No expensive tools required.
Welcome to my program.
And this was called...
Lick it up!
The sky darkens.
The road was covered with ice and snow, and it was dark.
And there was nothing but death on Earth.
It's a veritable treasure chest of fun.
Take a clean, dry spoon and gently place it on the tip of your nose, like this.
I can be anything I want if I just use my wonderful mind.
I can be a clown.
We can't do that.
You can, kids.
You can do it, too.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
I can blow myself.
I can do most anything.
Even child sacrifice.
I can be who I want to be. I choose to be one of life's winners. I can be...
Johnny Mathis.
You teach how to milk that bull.
Yeah.
Okay.
He remembered his mother's advice.
Take a look at that pee.
Don't get them wet.
But what about wet days?
They are all needed to help take care of our health.
And helps to rid the body of deeply embedded impurities.
Like green sponges.
Wow. I'm even getting a little scared. This is wild.
Are you ready for the wildest...
most destructive force in the universe?
Here is a rag.
It is not a hunk of delicious pork.
Betty won't like that.
Hi, I'm Betty Sanchez.
And I enjoy it.
Other people may not enjoy it.
But I enjoy being high,
That's a great idea, Betty.
Hey, I've got an idea.
Come in tomorrow night in your underwear. We'll get you a volleyball and you can play with Fat Charlie.
And the sides of my underwear are more protected.
What about your underwear?
I like it.
Customers like service.
What do you like?
Styrofoam.
What do you like?
Drunk driving.
What do you like?
Sometimes I like to imagine amazing things.
I got like 50 fucking emails today.
About the size of almonds.
And every cocksucking one of them came through fucking...
Chinatown.
When I could have been serving Jehovah.
Mashed potatoes.
And whitefish.
That the human body can easily absorb.
Leaving you with great looking hair.
Just like a real horse.
Patiently, he taught the young horse how to hold a bit and wear a bridle.
Everybody has a different spot it will hang on, but everybody has one.
For your own safety, do not attempt to repair or remove wires.
And remove accumulations of alcohol, nicotine,
and melted butter.
It can warm our body from the inside out,
causing a concussion pressure on the brain.
That's not a talking parakeet.
Huh? Look, everybody, there's some kind of slime dripping from the ceiling.
And it's going to ooze out and...
Now you've got to behave yourself and not be giving us such a bad time.
Are you going to give us a ride on your tail?
I'm going to give you a spanking.
Sounds like a good idea, Kathy.
I'm going to kick your ass for a couple months now.
I'm going to kick your ass.
I'll kick your ass.
And then we end up kicking ourselves.
My butt hurts.
For temporary relief of minor pain and stiffness, try
burning fuel in a small enclosed space.
Another option you can have is to stomp the foot.
Like this.
No, like this.
The head of the penis is clamped like this.
To help ensure success in this very important moment for you and your family. And now we come to your part in the scheme of successful selling.
I want
to
hear that part.
It's part of this complete breakfast.
But what is it?
It is a hunk of delicious pork.
Served warm on a freshly baked croissant.
Covered with cellophane and then sealed with a hot iron.
It's a great tasting part of a complete breakfast.
If you want to live
with these cunts.
George Washington and Abe Lincoln.
Just want to know if you're wearing panties.
Bert was
wearing an old t-shirt and a faded baseball cap.
And rubber gloves.
With a bush mask on.
So that he wouldn't make the monster mad.
Maybe he would kill him.
Exclaimed the monster.
I noticed that the birthday cake always has bright candles on it. Maybe it's somebody's birthday.
He was 480 years old,
but others believe he was about 5.
He had already seen more than 500 birthdays, and he could expect to live many more years.
He likes to take his bath every night before going to bed.
Dr. Kate McCrae watched in amazement.
But one night, something strange happened.
Nothing?
Nothing.
And this concludes your orientation program.
Oh, good for you!
We recognize that we've given you a great deal of information in a very short time.
We've given you information on
human degradation beyond comprehension.
For that reason, we recommend that you look at all or selected parts of this program again.
I will not!
Good luck.